SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of resentment? You know, those little or maybe big hurts that just keep weighing you down. Well, today we're diving into the power of stoic forgiveness and learning how to let go of those burdens. Trust me, this isn't about being the doormat or forgetting what happened. It's about taking control of your own emotional well-being, finding peace within yourself, and becoming truly unshakable. Now, stoicism might sound like some ancient philosophy that doesn't apply to our modern world. But let me tell you, the wisdom these guys had back then is still insanely relevant today. Think of it like this. Life is going to throw punches, right? It's inevitable. But how we react to those punches, how we choose to carry them, that's where stoicism comes in. So, what are some key takeaways from this whole stoic forgiveness thing? First off, understand that holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It hurts you way more than it hurts them. Think about it, those negative emotions are just swirling around inside you, creating stress, anxiety, and bitterness. It's a vicious cycle that keeps you stuck in the past. Second, realize that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's not saying what someone did was okay. It's about choosing to release those negative feelings for your own sake. You're not forgetting, you're simply letting go of the power those events have over you. Imagine it like this. You wouldn't keep a rusty, broken tool just because it reminds you of a past project that didn't go well, right? You'd toss it out and move on to something better. Forgiveness is similar, it allows you to discard the negativity and make space for something healthier. Third, remember that everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, we all mess up sometimes. Instead of focusing on someone's flaws or actions, try to understand their perspective. Maybe they were going through something difficult, maybe they made a genuine mistake. This doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you cultivate empathy and compassion. Fourth, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack or what's gone wrong. But focusing on the good things in our lives, our relationships, our health, even just a sunny day can shift our perspective and make forgiveness feel easier. Think about it like this. When you're grateful for what you have less room to dwell on what you don't. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes time and effort, and there will be setbacks along the way. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up. Just keep practicing, keep moving forward, and know that every step towards forgiveness brings you closer to inner peace. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you had a close friend who betrayed your trust. You felt hurt, angry, maybe even betrayed. You spent weeks or maybe months replaying the events in your head, letting the resentment fester inside. But then, you start practicing stoic forgiveness. You try to understand their perspective, acknowledge that everyone makes mistakes, and focus on the good things in your life. Slowly but surely, the anger starts to fade. The weight on your shoulders lifts, and you feel a sense of peace you haven't felt in a long time. That, my friends, is the power of stoic forgiveness that sets you free from the past and allows you to move forward with clarity and purpose. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards forgiveness today. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Let go of the baggage, embrace peace, and become the unshakable warrior you are meant to be. Remember, this isn't just about forgiving others, it's about forgiving yourself too. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. Be kind to yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep moving forward with courage and grace. And that's a wrap for today. Don't forget to subscribe to Wisdom Warriors so you don't miss an episode, leave us a review, and let me know in the comments what challenges you're facing with forgiveness. I want to hear from you. Until next time, stay strong, stay wise, and remember, you're a warrior. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.